Well, we go from talking to Patrick Anderson, the CEO of the Anderson Group, about what's coming up in the inflation relief checks, to talking about something that, well, everybody's going to be talking about anyway, and that is some of the proposals in regards to students in the great state of Michigan. Who better to chat about that than our own Marie Osborne? Governor Whitmer's 2024 budget is poised to include a $300 million proposal to offer personalized tutoring to every K through 12 student in the state. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne has a look at what this could mean for students who struggle to read. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Sean. This program is called the My Kids Back on Track program. It proposes personalized tutoring for every student K through 12 in Michigan. Pam Good is the CEO of Beyond Basics, a nonprofit literacy organization. She says literacy is a crisis in this state, as well as the country. And she says we are in the midst of a literary crisis that affects all aspects of our society.
Well, I look at it, it impacts incarceration, it impacts college readiness, workforce, you know, graduating people that can enter both of those areas. And so this is a good day for all of us.
Here's a snapshot of how this money will break down, part of it anyway. $300 million, again, for the My Kids Back on Track tutoring program. $90 million to support summer school in 2023. Funding of $42 million for literacy coaches. Literacy grants to school districts totaling about $34.5 million. A new $2 million Parents Are Teachers program distributed through the literacy hubs to expand parental knowledge of literacy instruction. Good says that up until now, resources to get kids reading at grade level have not been intensive enough. So what does she suggest?
A higher dosage would be to be in pairs, and maybe you're meeting 30 minutes three times a week. The highest dosage is what we find works with kids that are more than a grade level behind, and that would be an hour a day, 5 days a week, with one-on-one tutor. And so when kids are multiple grade levels behind, they really need that one-on-one tutoring.
And Good says with all that money, there has to be some accountability to ensure the students get what they need.
You need certified tutors. You need to be working with organizations that can show that they've demonstrated this ability, and empower the teachers with the right curriculum and, you know, the right dosage.
The budget proposal requires approval from the legislature, of course, and Democrats, as you know, Sean, hold a slim margin in the state legislature.
You know, Marie, I would hope, and hope being the key and operative word, I would hope that this is something that perhaps everybody could get behind, because, you know, obviously the benefits aren't just in the pudding, but, you know, as somebody who has two children, and thankfully my children have had a lot of friends, it's a confidence issue as well. It really, like, I've noticed, Marie, some of their friends that have struggled with this, that, or the other thing, you can kind of tell the way that they carry themselves is kind of put the head down a little bit, and you have to kind of pat them on the back a little bit. This helps in so many different ways, not only with school, but I think bringing them up as just a simple human being.
Absolutely. And Pam points out that when you can't read, when a youngster can't read, they're not going to learn science. They're not going to learn geography or mathematics. Even though math is a totally different animal, you still have to be able to read and read well. And another point she made was that those of us that think maybe this literacy issue is something that only happens in economically depressed areas, she says, uh-uh. She said in some of our wealthiest counties, let's take Oakland County, there are pockets where students are behind. And she says the real danger is when they're a grade level behind. That's when you've got to do what she was talking about, these high dosages, 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, one-on-one tutoring. That's what's going to get that child back on track.
You know, it's interesting. I have a family member, I'm not going to say who, just in case they don't want me to, that really had an undiagnosed problem. It was dyslexia, quite frankly. And their sophomore year, it was amazing to watch what a different human being that person became when they had somebody sit down with them and actually, okay, let's work this through this. There are certain things we can do to alleviate some, not all, alleviate some of these issues. And watching them blossom, I hate to sound cheesy, it did my heart good.
Oh, absolutely. And long ago I did a story on literacy, and the person I was interviewing told me, think of this, she said, it's not like we're going to make you love to sit down with a long novel and read a book. She says, we're talking about getting through everyday life to read a prescription bottle, to be able to read your map on your phone, to be able to read street signs. Imagine going to apply for a job and you're handed all those documents you get when you apply for a job and not being able to read any of it. So she said, this is critical to just life.
Yep. That's the way it should be. I think there's no better investment than investing in our kids.
Right.
I firmly believe that they're the future, whether we want to admit it or not. They're the future, and let's do that and help them become everything they can become.
Absolutely. And as we talked about with Pam here, when I saw the amount of money here, $300 million, I was just curious to make sure, everybody wants insurances that this money won't be wasted or go to somewhere that it doesn't belong. And she said that's why this program absolutely has to have checks and balances to make sure that the organizations that are getting the money are the ones that are actually producing results.
Well, and keeping with our theme that we kind of stumbled upon this morning, and I didn't mean to, as always, things are going to be polarizing. That's just the way things are today. But I will reiterate, I hope this is something everybody can get behind.
Absolutely.
I really do. Great stuff, Marie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because, again, and I don't know, Ann, Brian, Dana, if you know anybody who, struggled with this stuff. As I mentioned, I have a family member. I'm not going to say who, just in case they don't want to be embarrassed. But I watched their life get better when somebody took the time to sit down with them after school and address some of the issues that they were having. And I don't know, I'm a big fan as a human being of watching growth. I like
too.
Watching
I agree.
Somebody grow. Nobody's perfect. I use this term often, especially as we get older. I detest the term you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I detest that term. Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can. And if you're a student and you're maybe one of those people that are 15 years old and you're struggling, well, no, that passed me by. No, they didn't pass you by. If you want to learn, if you want to put the effort, yeah, absolutely, you can learn brand new tricks.
I'm a huge proponent of that. That's absolutely true.
Yep.
I try to learn something new all the time.
Yep.
Just to keep my brain active.
I think it's important.
As you get older, I think you have to either expand your horizons or I'm going to be the guy on my porch yelling at people to get off my lawn. I don't want to be him.
But Brian, all joke, I'm the same way. You know what? You can still like the stuff you used to like. But
absolutely.
Why not try something new?
Absolutely.
Not wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that at all. All right, coming up next segment, we'll have a conversation with Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor here. Paul W. Smith Show, 760 WJR.